This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you're out on disability, does it matter what kind of disability it is? This case involved Julie, an anesthesiologist who began to self-medicate with fentanyl, a powerful painkiller that's 80 to 100 times stronger than morphine. After co-workers found her asleep on a table in a hospital hallway, she tested positive for opiates, stopped practicing medicine, and enrolled in a substance abuse recovery program. Her disability insurance company paid her while she was in rehab, but terminated her benefits when she was discharged, saying her potential for relapse back into substance abuse is not a covered disability. Julie sued, and a federal court found for her, ruling that by law, a plan cannot distinguish between physical and mental impairment, and that fear of a drug abuse relapse is no different from fear of another heart attack. As for the argument that a person has a choice when it comes to drug addiction, the court said moral considerations of choice and temptation are beyond a court's jurisdiction. So an addictability disability will not be dissed. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.